Hi.
Hi. You have an old friend here. They want to speak with you from the sick.
All right. He's here. Hello. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Delavis is speaking with a friend. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Now the other side's coming in, so I'm backing up.
Welcome.
Oh. Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
Speaking with a friend. Welcome.
Welcome. Okay. I'm glad you were able to succumb.
Yeah. They were trying to come in. I pushed them away with my breath.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
I would like to speak to my friend Zoe. He's right here.
Hello.
Take it, baby endearing, baby love.
Okay. Just to be sure. Okay. He's here.
Hello, Zoink here.
We used to know each other.
We did. How could I possibly know anybody from the six?
Because there were times when we would try to help you. And I was not from the six back then. I was on Earth, and you were on Earth.
How long ago was this?
Two lifetimes ago.
200 years ago?
Two lifetimes.
Oh, two lifetimes ago.
So not your past one, the one before. You lived in Annapolis, I believe.
Well, it's good to know that I've always been an American boy.
Yes, and you were very much fun to hang out with.
What's your name?
Deloise.
Billoise?
Deloise.
I'm writing this down. Okay.
You're going to speak with one of my good friends, Talisa.
Oh, yes.
I just wanted to say hello to an old friend.
I'm sorry, I wish I could remember. Maybe I will in the future. I hope I will in the future.
I'm sure you will. We were very, very close.
Really?
Yeah.
What can you tell us about our time together?
We would go bar hopping. You also liked fish.
Fish?
You love seafood, yes. You love seafood.
Was I a boy? Was I a girl?
You were a boy, and you always got into trouble, but we would laugh about it. Do you remember loving seafood?
Well, I still like seafood.
Oh, it stays with you then. Yes, you loved crabs, and you loved cracking them with that metal grip.
Yeah. They don't have many crabs in Phoenix. So who were you when we were together?
I was a friend.
Well, tell me about yourself. Were you married?
I was a teacher. I was a teacher.
Okay.
I love to mold young children into men.
Were you male or female?
I was a male.
Okay, so we were buddies.
We were buddies, yes. I was not crazy about seafood. It was just okay. Every time, seafood, seafood, seafood. So I would always go and laugh.
So let me guess. So this is like in the 1800s?
No, early 1900s.
Oh, 1900s. Okay, so.
Yeah, early 1900s.
Okay, because on my next life after that, I died in 1943.
Yes.
So early 1900s. In Annapolis, by Washington, D.C.?
Yes. Very good. Very good.
Well, you know, I lived there again. I lived there about 30 years ago.
In Annapolis?
Washington, D.C.
Oh.
And
see, you always go where your roots are.
I wish I could have, you know, it's like any place else. You need to have money to be able to enjoy where you're living at.
And, yes.
And I would see all these.
You were always dirt poor.
Well, that hasn't changed, I guess.
You would save your shillings for when we would go out, you would save your shillings for your seafood.
And did we get drunk together?
Oh, many, many times.
Many times. Did we chase women together?
Yes, we did.
Oh, sounds like the life I wish I was living now.
Yes, you were mighty fine, but you died young.
Oh.
You died of 32.
32. What did I die of?
Gunshot.
Oh, tell me about that. How did I get... How did I got murdered again. I got murdered the next lifetime, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes. You got into a scrap with one of the lady's husbands.
Isn't that always the way?
And you're antagonizing the situation. I said, stop it, stop it.
Did you get hurt, too? I hope you didn't get hurt.
No, I did not get hurt. I was hurt that you left so young.
What happened to the guy that killed me?
He ran off.
Probably got away with it. Well, you never really get away with it, do you?
No, but he did.
Okay, well, did I have a wife and kids or anything like that?
No. It was just you, your shillings, and your seafood, and me. And we would go to bars, and we had a lot of fun. Oh, you did say, and I didn't know how truthful you were, but you would always say, I don't want a lot of money. It changes. It changes. I want to stay happy.
Well, that's changed. And now I want a lot of money.
Oh, well, that's good to hear, because back then you'd always say, not me, not me.
Oh,
but I always thought that you would lie because you'd always look at the most expensive places.
When I lived in D.C. 30 years ago, there'd be all these restaurants that I would want to go to and plays and things. And
yeah,
it just couldn't do it. And there's this whole life going on around you that you can't participate in. But I had you. I had you as a buddy, so we could have fun.
We were very close.
What was your name in that lifetime?
John Parsick.
John Parsick?
Yes.
Well, hello, John.
Your name was Billy.
Well, that's my name now.
Is it?
Yeah, my name's Bill.
Oh, my goodness, you keep everything the same. But you would be called Billy.
Well, they used to call me that when I was little.
Oh.
You know, and then you grow up and then you want a grown-up name. Now, I got a question for you, and you might know. I'm about to visit my mother tomorrow, and I understand that we have history together in past lifetimes. You know if I knew her in that lifetime?
Yes.
Was she
yes, you dated her.
I did.
Yes.
Did we get along?
No. No. You had relations, and you cared for her, but every time you got close, you would always take it out on the walls and everything. You were a mess with her.
Was she antagonistic towards me, or was I antagonistic towards her?
She was antagonistic, and her name was Lillian.
Well, I'm going to write that down. Well, in this lifetime, she's my mother. And
because, she was so antagonistic with you.
Well, I bet she had a sweet side then, too, didn't she?
If she did, I didn't know it.
Oh. What did she look like?
Nothing was ever good enough. You would take her to the seafood, and she wanted fancier.
Well, aren't women like that everywhere?
Yes. But she wouldn't be nice about it. She would antagonize. Why don't you get two jobs? You know, things like that. And I said, leave him alone. He's happy.
Yeah, happy with my beer and my buddy.
Okay, Talisa is coming in. I wish you well, my friend. I'm glad that everything is working out for you.
It's wonderful to speak with you again. I'm looking forward to meeting you face-to-face. I give you a big hug. How about that?
Yes. And I'm reading your numbers. And the big ball is 13.
Oh? Is this a lottery number?
Yes.
You're giving me a lottery number?
Yes, yes.
When is this number good for?
I can't tell you that. But it's coming up.
Okay. Well, I'll start getting regular tickets then.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Well, thanks. If that comes through, that would make a lot of people very happy.
Yes.
And 13.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I've been asking for a lottery number for ages and ages and ages, and you just gave me one.
Well, there you go, my friend.
It's good to have friends in high places. What can I say?
Use it wisely. Trust me. Use it very wisely and have fun.
I will have lots of fun. I will have lots of fun.
And remember this. It is better to have a longer table than a higher fence.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
It's
always better to have a longer table than a higher fence.
Where did you get that? Mark, could you move closer, please?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Where did you get that expression? I've never heard that before.
That is what we use.
Is that an old Earth expression or from the sixth? It's beautiful.
Yes. That when you are doing well, it is better to have a longer table than a higher fence.
Wow, that's beautiful. I'm going to remember that.
Write it down, please.
Okay, let me turn my paper over. I'm running out of room here. I love it. Are we still together?
I'm going to double check.
Well, that was very interesting. So what do you think of all this, Mark?
I think it's amazing. I'm just talking to someone right now. Actually, nobody. Okay, Lisa's coming.
Okay.
They're all talking right now. That's pretty cool. That's really neat.
So what do you think of that? He gave me a lottery number.
I know. You just have to keep playing, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? He gave me a Powerball number.
Exactly.